everyone. Welcome. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, don't disrespect your coworker like that. Okay, all right, go ahead. You go ahead, my good coworker.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Meal Deals podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Pham, with
Eric Wang
and Rafael Perez.
And we want to wish you a
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, Happy Thanksgiving,
Happy New Year's,
Happy
Eve.
Holidays.
Because we're hoping that we are releasing this episode before New Year's.
Yes.
So right before New Year's, if you happen to hear this. But today we're going to be recapping 2019 for all three of us, which we've gone through a lot. And also we're going to talk about what we have set in stone or for 2020. So it's going to be pretty exciting. So who wants to start out first?
I'd like to start out first. So in 2019, we started the podcast. It went pretty well. We researched well. At least it did pretty well.
We actually started like halfway 2019 too.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
like 6th, 7th month. It was August. No, actually.
July.
Yeah,
July.
Like
July.
July. So the 7th month. And then we're here now. December, we're about to
pick December 30th.
Yeah.
Right.
So how many years is that? Five, six months. We did 6 months of work.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
One month off too.
Yeah. One month off.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah, we weren't supposed to be leaving for 2 weeks, but instead we just came back in like next.
Yeah.
Just next
month.
Oh right.
It still counts.
Oh yeah.
Were still.
It still counts. Like
we're still working.
The start of the podcast, like initiating that project.
Right.
From there to now is about 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was insane. Mm-hmm. Rafael still takes pictures of the podcast behind the scenes, but I think we talked about in a previous podcast episode. But
the very first episode.
The first episode, we had a mic that we were huddled around with. We had to reserve a public library room, and it was not a good room for acoustics because it was like very echoey. It was like we were very limited on what we could do, but we're still limited now, but we definitely have, what would you say, up our quality of podcasts or upped our access to record our episodes easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, think when we go back to July and it was just like the three of us, and now we have like Kevin and Emmanuel, and it's like a whole gang, and it's like,
yeah.
I mean, not to say that we weren't working as a team before, but it was definitely not as structured. And now we're just like, we have a lot more fun because we have other input instead of just us saying the same thing over and over again to each other.
Yeah, true. It was something that the one thing I really didn't expect was the Emmanuel's part, which is like, I didn't really, because I thought he was just going to be just like the bystander since like, you know, you were his roommate, but also, but now he also started working directly with us and behind the scenes. But not right now because he had to do something right now. But he's been contributing to the Meal Deals podcast, and so does Kevin. He also deserves the credit for one of the first pictures we took. It was in the cafe. We took pictures in the cafe, and that was pretty fun. I think that was the one that kind of like, you know, kind of at least shows our first time with like our faces and, you know, explore.
That was our first post on Instagram. And to those who don't know who Emmanuel is, if you guys hopped in a few episodes back and forth, Emmanuel is my roommate in college, and he is our cameraman, basically the head of our behind the scenes of photography, making sure our audio is fine for recording, making sure the camera, every equipment is fine, to make sure everything's sail smoothly. And as well, Kevin is a good friend of mine. He's in high school and he majors in photography and film, so he also takes most of our photos for the podcast. So we would like to say thank you to Emmanuel and Kevin for putting in so much work into the podcast. And you know, this is something that we're putting out in our own time, like we're not getting paid for this, so we feel really grateful to have two other people that are passionate about the project and putting their own effort into it.
I mean, we should also thank you guys. You guys for at least your starters, listeners, 300 of you guys, which is also unexpected.
I am surprised by the statistics.
Yeah, exactly. I was surprised that we have 300 people even like it gave us a chance to even listen to our podcast, which is crazy, you know, like who the hell want to listen to some former high schoolers just like to talk about what is life, even though we only live 18 years of it, you know. It was something that we still don't have experience, and this is a point, this is the point of this, is basically get our basically our view in our 18 years of life and our starting of a real life, a real like a ultimate test of life, you know, we're going through college, and some people and of course some people may not go through college because they don't go to college in the first place, you know, but I think it will be interesting for you guys to even listen to our college perspective, you know, perspective on learning, ambitions, and things like that, you know. And I'm not saying that people who don't go to college don't have ambitions. What I'm saying is that something that will be interesting to hear a college perspective from us, you know, instead of just hearing like some higher standard like talking for us, you know. We're speaking, you know, in that level, you know.
Yeah, I think that it's, I think it's really cool that we decided to do this because we, I don't want to say or put ourselves as representatives for a whole entire population of college students.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that's what Raphael is getting at. It's just like we are three out of how many college students?
Millions.
And I mean, it's just really amazing that people give us a chance, like you just said, to even listen to us and to really follow us. I mean, we're not at 1 million, so it's not a big deal, but we're grateful and humble nonetheless, because being able to even afford the equipment that we have right now and to be able to express our ideas and our thoughts to you guys, it's really important to, I think, all three of us, I mean all five of us if I'm speaking for Emmanuel and Kevin.
I think also that we're coming to a point where we were kind of agreeing to each other really too much, and then we're looking for 2020 to have more of an expansion of our idea, something that we don't really exactly have one simple ideas that we all agree on, you know. We can have some form of debate, or we should be looking for more debates going on in the future. So if that makes sense.
I mean, I think it'll be really fun for us to just test out more things other than, you know, expanding on the ideas that we've already talked about, because I think that for the past couple of weeks we've kind of run stale with like the ideas that we were talking about. And in terms of 2020, we have a lot of like cool fun things, especially headed towards, I'm hoping, any YouTube videos, but also the podcast as well. We're definitely not neglecting the podcast. I think it would be really fun to speak more about it, but I kind of want to keep it as like a
like a secret.
Yeah, secret. Because if I spoil it, then it wouldn't be as fun, you know.
I definitely agree with both of you guys. That's like my phrase of the year. I agree with you 100%. Agree with you guys. But what you're saying, that next year we gotta have some sort of disagreements, or you know, get out of our comfort zone, like Vittoria said. Expand our boundaries of. Because I agree, is that like throughout this podcast series so far, we touched on a lot of topics, but these topics kind of come in a full circle. We're trying to seek some more novelty with more new subjects we could talk about and share our own experiences. And speaking with the statistics about for our podcast, we have 300 starter listeners. It's really mind-boggling to me, because to think of it, that 300 people or a person, at least like 10 people in a room, has made the effort to click on our podcast, click on an episode, and listen to it for like at least a minimum amount of minutes is still so mind-boggling. I never thought we would hit 300 star listeners. Even imagine like a double-digit number is still fascinating to me. And I still get messages every now and then, and I'm sure you guys as well, as like friends are telling you, or people that you don't even know tell you, oh, they listen to the podcast, or they ask me, oh, how's the podcast going? They will send me pictures of like, listen to this. They will like take a picture of like the Spotify podcast episode and be like, this episode was really relatable to me, especially the one with how to get over rejection. Our demographic has went through a lot of breakups, and they've been messaging me and they're like, oh, I relate so much to this episode. Like, thank you for listening. Say that's. It's inspiring because it pushes us to work harder and like continue the podcast, even if it's one person, 10 people, 100 people, a million people, just because there's that one person listen to the podcast, putting their time out is really it's really humbling.
It is. Yeah. It is humbling.
I think that, I mean, we can speak as a consensus, but I think that we should talk about our own singular experiences with 2019 now. But who wants to start in this?
Wait, like in college wise, or
like just like honestly, beginning in 2019. Yeah. I grew a lot. Is the better, more positive way to look at, like, if you look at 2019, beginning 2019, we were still in high school. We still didn't even finish our first semester, to be honest. And we actually graduated halfway through, like halfway of the year.
I gotta be honest. I'm surprised that I even graduated high school. Cause like, not only because my grades were fine. It's just that, it's just the criteria that was supposed to be met during high school was kind of a little off. For like, for example, especially that senior exit project that we had to do. So me and Eric were in AP English, right? You were in my AP English
AP class? All of us were.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We okay. AP so, yeah. Yeah. So we were all in an AP English class. And turns out that, you know, there was this... Should I mention the details? Because, all right. So something happened to this teacher. And to the point that that teacher had to leave. And then it was, like, so many things going on that it was, like, really messed up our, like, senior exit project. Because we didn't really know what exactly to do, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, we really, like... The senior exit project was like the most important part of the senior year, you know, because if you don't do it, of course, you're not going to graduate. Mm-hmm. You know, I still did it, but it was something that there's still a criteria and still that needs to be met, like aside from the senior exit. Mm-hmm. And I simply didn't met. But then after that, it was like, okay, you don't really have to do this. Yeah. I was like, holy shit. Like, I actually went past that shit. You know, it was like it was something that I was like so worried about during senior year. But at the same time, it was something that like. I don't know. It was just something that I was so worried about. And then after that, I was like, wow. Like, the fuck? It was moment.
Yeah, in hindsight, a lot of the things are just like, wow, I definitely did not need to stress about a lot of the things. And I feel like that captures a lot of, like, not just 2019, but our senior year in general. Mm-hmm. Like, we were so caught up in the rat race of everything. And then we kind of forgot what it really meant to, like, just... be able to, you know, even get into a college and be able to learn and, like, be able to even create connections like this. You know, like, everyone is so caught up in college applications, and they kind of forget what it means to just be able to do all of these things anyway, regardless of getting into whatever college. And I think that, like, I mean, we just definitely cut Eric off.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
No, that's no problem.
But the funnier thing is throughout... the beginning of 2019, all of us got really close with each other. And I think that, like, I don't know how it happened.
Board games. you told us one time. It was over a simple board game.
It's our teacher, Corona. Yes. He brought us all together.
No, I'm sorry. It's actually Michael.
His name, Michael Corona.
Yes.
I forgot. I lost my train of thought. I think
how
it's...
we met and how we got closer.
First, the senior exit project... They made it so much bigger than it seems.
Yeah.
It's, like, really hard to fail, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But then again, there are a lot of lazy students who just don't want to put in the work. Like, they cram it.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
If you think, it's not hard as it seems. If you put in at least an effort, like, you're going to pass.
Yeah.
So I think that's what our school was trying to make us, trying to, like, stress out.
Honestly, it was just something, like... they just scares us. So, like, for no reason. It was just something like, if you don't do this, you will fail, you know? Something like that. It was just like, okay. It was something the way they did it. It just would scares us all. Yeah. But at the same time, all you had to do is do it, you know?
No matter
how bad it is, it's just like, you do it, you know? Yeah. And you will pass. That's it, you know?
That was some serious ear rape just
yeah.
earlier.
Sorry, yeah.
But to those who don't really know, I don't expect you guys to know too much about the senior exit project. It's basically... any subject that you want to do, you want to have to make a... You're basically teaching a class about that subject for a whole class length. And
which is like 45 minutes.
Yeah. And if you pass... And you're supposed to complete the project and pass. And if you don't pass, you will not graduate. So...
Not even that. It's just like, you're like before that, you have to like... Even like the starter... Like in order for you to start, you had to write a proposal. And, like, in order to write, after the proposal, you had to write, like, a research paper on it. Mm-hmm. And after research paper, that's when you're going to have to write, like, do a whole presentation on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, that was exciting and stressful. But I think it's because, honestly, most of the stress came from the lack of information from our class was really unorganized.
Yeah.
And our class morale was really low because we didn't really have, like, a permanent teacher. Because mm-hmm. We had three teachers in our class due to outside circumstances, but
yeah.
In the end, we still graduated. I didn't even care about the grade I got. Yeah. Like, I passed. I don't even remember
like,
what
just
I got.
Just as long as we get that diploma, we'll be
yeah.
good.
Yeah, and it didn't, like, impact me at all. But that I would say that class, like you mentioned, we got really close together throughout 2019. And we weren't, like, best friends since freshman year of high school. Mm-hmm. No way, Jose. But
Jose. That we were always around each other all the time.
Especially during advisory.
Yeah. I mean, we went through some weird moments in you know, homeroom. Yeah. You know, it sounds so weird to fucking say that now because we're college students. We all shared
an advisory, homeroom advisory. So.
Yeah.
I think after our class.
I mean, it's such like a high school thing to say that, like homeroom.
we had homeroom.
Yeah, what's homeroom?
Study hall. I saw him in study hall. Oh my god.
Yeah,
but like, I mean, I think that me or everyone here, we've all been like friends. We kind of just were acquaintances for a really long time until like
senior year.
I mean, me and Raph sometimes hung out, right?
I think so.
My first impressions when I met Raphael is that we talked about a video game called Until Dawn, and that's how we met.
We met in art school. It was before school.
We had like art auditions, so I met Raphael first, and then I met Victoria on orientation day or the first day of school in one of our English classrooms, Miss Lanuti's, and she had an anime keychain, and it had like the anime Attack on Titan. And I was like, oh, you watch anime? And you're like, yeah, I do. I was like, oh, that's dope. Because back then I was like a big anime fan, which I am. But it's more like casual. Like, yeah. I'm not too crazy about it.
Yeah. And for a good 3 months, I thought that Eric's name was Christopher. So
Christopher.
So every single time I tried to address him, I just like not say his name.
Hey,
and
then dude.
At one point I slipped up and I was just like, yo, Christopher. And he was like, I'm not Christopher. And I was like, oops.
It's okay.
Yeah.
My teachers, even senior year, like Miss Stevens will mess up my name with Min or Calvin.
That's weird.
And she will mess up my name with Eric too. Like, hey, Eric, I just look at her. She was like, she said my name, right? I'm like, that's not my name.
That's me too. I just stare at her and be like, it's not my name. Oh, the research papers for art class. Oh my God. They were really, they were not fun. We had to do research papers a week.
I never
after
had
it,
a
after
100
it's a sign.
Never. I also be jealous too, because like, well, I mean, it makes sense because like, I'm not good at writing, but like, in the same time, it was something like, come on, give me a. 100.
They don't grade. They just grade if you answer the question, but like the quality of writing, they don't care. And so I'm a big perfectionist, so I write like it's like actual for writing class. Mm-hmm. And it would take me so long, but it was just. Anyway,
like just imagine
high school was a doozy. That's
yeah, I mean, I think that this podcast has enough of us talking about our high school.
But listen, I know, but like it was something that, you know, we can't really bitch about it, you know, because like we actually had at least I think I had the best high school experience like that anyone can ask for.
I think that anyone who demonizes high school, unless like it was like really, really terrible. I think that everyone has a pretty OK experience. Like, I don't think that it's anything to be like. Oh yeah, if you really say that those were the best years of your life, then you're an idiot. I hear so many people.
But I'm not
say
saying
that.
It's the best year of my life. I'm just saying like it was like the best high school experience I could
have.
Well,
I mean,
for.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying like, how could you really say that it was that bad? Like, if shit really went down, then I could understand. But if like, it was an okay experience, I don't think there's anything.
I would
bitch
say
about.
It was a roller coaster.
Yeah,
I was because no. Because when we're in high school, we make things bigger than it seems.
Yeah,
but I feel like that's just a like part of life thing. Like, mm-hmm. In college, we might make things bigger than it seems, but after college, we're like, oh, So like, it's, I feel like it's just like a life thing to realize. Like, it's not that.
Yeah, relationships definitely like was the big thing in high school. In high school, not even that. Also like crushes and like shit like that. For some reason, it will affect the whole friendship.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, we go on the podcast and we're like, we got closer to each other because of board games. But like, board games. Let's really talk about how. I mean, we truly got close with each other because, I mean, I think that we talked about this at the very first episode about how we came up with our name. And it was because we spent this one day at Popeyes, like, speaking for 3 or 4 hours to each other about a certain situation that I can't get into. We've talked about it already.
We talked about it in the rejection episode.
Yeah. But it was like...
It was a big win.
Yeah. But it was that day that we were like, yeah, this is what cements our whole entire friendship. And, I mean, from that point on, we just kind of...
Not to make it, like, as funny as it seemed, we were also, like, in our depressed phase. And definitely sophomore year.
Oh, yeah. No, Eric wasn't depressed.
No. I'm saying, like, both of them. Eric was just like, come on, guys. We were like...
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I don't wanna do this. Story of our lives.
You guys could keep spouting that story, but it's okay.
Yeah, me and Raph, like...
I'm not shitting on him, but, like, I'm just saying, like, it's
interesting to look,
like,
back at it, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, true butterfly effect, for real.
Yeah.
Like, if we didn't go through... three teachers, if we didn't play Catan, if we didn't sit in that Popeyes, where would we be right now?
It shows that looking the bigger picture, like, even though it doesn't look good right now, it might lead something better in the future.
Like, would the podcast even exist? Would these people even be listening to us?
Because the thing is that the podcast was originally for me and Eric, and it was supposed to be a technology podcast. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to just talk about technology and what's going on in the modern world of technology. But then when we had that talk in Eric, we was like, okay, we can do some self-improvement podcasts and things like that. You know, and it was drastically changed.
If you want me to be honest, the reason why I wanted to do the technology podcast is, well, one, I'm interested in technology, but two, there's this YouTuber, Jarvis Johnson. On one of his resume videos, he did a technology podcast, and I was thinking way too ahead.
Was it a technology podcast?
Mm-hmm. It was about...
It was like the Cry Boys or something like that.
Yeah, but it was about technology. No. His real podcast, like current podcast, is about that. But he made a podcast in college and high school about technology. I wanted to do that because I was like, this will up my career opportunities. Rafael, let's do a technology podcast.
Yeah.
But at that time... Rafael bought a mic, but I never did because I never had
money. It was literally sitting in my room for like a year and a half. And it was like, okay, when are we going to do a podcast?
I didn't have the money, but not gonna lie, I kind of... It's like that thing when you're like, oh, I don't have the money, I'll buy it. But when you have the money, you don't buy it.
Yeah.
You'll buy something else.
Like, exactly. Because you have other things focused on mind. It was just something like, you just get rid of the mic
Now that I look back, I probably could have bought the mic, but... Look good right now. We're making a self-improvement podcast.
Yeah, but like that Popeye's chicken sandwich, though. You probably spent money on that.
Oh, yeah. That chicken sandwich is good.
This is a year in review.
Honestly,
2019 Popeye's chicken sandwich versus...
It's not even that good, to be honest.
Chick-fil-A?
Rafael. Someone decided, like, someone like died over it. And I was like, bro, you don't know what this,
they're just weird, all right?
It's not weird. That chicken sandwich definitely does not deserve to be.
Rick and Morty, the Szechuan sauce. Remember what I'm talking about?
People
are going crazy over that. It's just people are weird. Like,
I think it's a weird mob mentality. Like, mob mentality.
That's straight up facts. But that 2019 Popeye's chicken sandwich.
It's not that good. It was just
like heavenly, right? It wasn't. It was.
Yes, but like people died over it though.
Because people died over it, like I'm not gonna try to.
People fight over it. People just say like bitch over.
People do that all everything.
Yeah, but like in the same time, it was just like.
So you're not gonna.
This applies to all the fast food. You know, like, it was just like, oh my god, I don't have chicken. I'm angry right now. Okay, cook your own fucking chicken sandwich.
That's what you say, but then you're gonna go to the fast food and buy a chicken sandwich.
And like, I'm not gonna be yelling at the employees.
Hey man, Popeyes. That's how we started our story.
Okay, you can't hate on Popeyes.
That's true. Dude, someday we're gonna get sponsored by Popeyes. and then you're gonna ruin it.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be sponsored by Popeyes. I'd rather be sponsored by
Chick-fil-A. Instead of the Migos menu, we're gonna have meal deals menu.
The meal deals. They technically have a menu called Meal Deals.
Now there's other restaurants too.
We got our name from the meal deals menu on Popeyes.
Yeah. So enough about Popeyes.
Yes.
We're not getting sponsored by
them. Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely not.
Okay.
yeah.
Summary. Summary is we graduated high school. Mm-hmm. That was halfway throughout the year. We did grow a lot. The experiences I remember, let's see. I remember graduation very clearly. Mm-hmm. That was interesting. I don't know, in of itself, like, I remember that one specific moment in graduation ceremony, they will play the freaking, like, end of highlights years, like, but we wouldn't be able to watch it because, like, the screen is blocking us. Yeah. And for two, it was kind of, like, more of, like a popularity thing, like, when the name gets called, like, when the name gets called, crickets. I guess. And then, I remember men doing push-ups, taking his shirt off. Mm-hmm. That sounds very bizarre to our audience listeners, but that was interesting.
Sorry, I just like, what are you guys talking about? I was looking at my...
Our graduation ceremony.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought you were worried about...
He just tunes in and it's like, yeah, men taking a shirt off, doing push-ups.
No, that was staring at him like, what are you guys talking about?
I remember clear in computer lab, you were waiting for your college... status from Penn State Abington. That was interesting. We were all talking about college applications. That was really interesting. I went through this whole existential phase for college, and then I went through this other existential phase with relationships.
You could
hear that in a rejection episode. That was very interesting.
I spent a lot of the beginning of 2019 sleeping. Eric witnessed me sleeping a lot.
Victoria was sleeping a lot, like not like healthy consistency, just like I don't know where, like pass out, like knocked out.
It was actually at one point where like I would like I always see you in breakfast too. I just walk up to her and then she was like,
she'd
be so fucking dead. Are you okay? And then she'd be like, I'm so fucking tired. I was like,
no, it's because you're because you'll come home late, but then you do theater. Just add up like the time to sleep.
Because the crazier thing was like even before we were all really close, I was doing a lot of shit. Like, first of all, I mean, in February I was at my Juilliard audition and I had to go through that. So there was a lot of stress about that. And I was also working at my restaurant job, which led me till one o'clock in the morning. Yeah. That. So whenever they saw me dead as fuck, it was like me super stressed out and like trying to manage a billion things in my head. Yeah. So that's another crazy thing.
Did we say fuck 'em?
Huh?
Fuck 'em.
Fuck what?
Fuck 'em. Fuck them bitches.
Yeah.
Fuck 'em.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
To who?
Huh? To the restaurants.
I don't want to say that.
Oh yeah.
There's always a chance I'll come back.
You might have to come back.
I don't want to say that. Unnamed restaurant, but yeah, there was a lot of things happening all at once.
I don't know why, but that reminded me. The first time I got closer to you, Victoria, is chemistry class, and we had to do SAT prep.
Junior year, right?
I held, because like everyone's like, oh, if you don't like studying by yourself for the SAT, you should make an SAT study group. And I was like, who is passionate about the SAT? And no one's passionate
about SAT.
I needed some people to study
with.
Okay,
I need to emphasize how gung-ho Eric is about everything all the time. Because you guys listen to this podcast and you're just like, oh, he's like the self-improvement entrepreneur. Makes sense, right? But like, he's like this outside of the podcast too.
Okay, now 100%. All of the time. But like in public, I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Like there are like once in a while where he's just like, man, I'm tired. Like I can't do this all the time.
Like I'm human.
No, it was to the point that for me, just like so weird to see him be like, man, I don't feel like doing this. I'm like, okay, no, you
That's
can't do this
Eric.
To me. Exactly, it's not fucking you. What
yeah,
you
he's
doing?
Like the one consistent person in our.
That's humbling. I'm not perfect. I just want to put that out to your audience members.
Yeah, we're not trying to, you
don't
know,
pay me as God when I make art.
But we're basically God.
Yeah.
When you make art, you're basically God, guys. Yeah. Just you know. That's from Afraid. That's a quote from podcast episode.
I don't know.
The only thing
you can't have is hope. You can't have hope. Barack Obama would be mad. Like, you can't have hope.
You can't have hope. Yeah. But I mean, that's the thing. During high school, Eric was a really gung-ho, like, I want to get into Penn. I'm, like, super about the SAT. And he dragged me into that shit. And I was just like, ugh, fine, I'll follow this self-improvement motherfucker. And I followed him for a while, and then he rubbed off on me.
Yeah.
And
I remember
Like, college application, what do you guys think how the counselor did?
Oh, the counselors? It's a little bit of favoritism.
Yeah.
I can't say much because I was, like, one of their favorites, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I didn't... Oh, but I like, forgot my name. Speaking of that for... Oh, damn. Speaking of that for the SATs, I remember that one night where I stayed up and did a practice... I did four practice tests in a row for SAT, and I got, like, a 1490. And I was like, oh, my God, retort, I got a 1490. I took the actual test. I got, like, 1100. I was like... This is bullshit. This is
well,
bullshit.
Think about it. This year, it was weirdly weighted. So everyone was fucked.
Yeah. The last SAT we took in that class, I got the least amount wrong and right on that test. But it was a lower score. It was so curved. I was really mad. I was like, and the thing is, they didn't send my official score. Uh-huh. Like at the time. My score got lost. So I had to actually had to call SAT. It was really weird. I'm pretty sure it was like a call center in like India somewhere. Yeah.
No, you know what's weirder? The fact that like I think it was this year also that the SAT was recycled. I think it's called. It was
something about reused.
The tests are always reused. Yeah.
Yeah.
They try. I'm going rant. I'm not trying to go into this rant
rabbit hole. The reason was such a big controversy because someone could have cheated a lot of that. Because like the SEC taken in China, I think it could have already be seen in America. And then once they take the test, we're like, oh, I already know this answer. Mm-hmm. And just like,
and I don't even know what's going on with the SAT. Did they actually pull out that adversity score?
Yeah, they got rid of it.
Oh no no no, never mind then.
Yeah, they got rid of it.
Oh, just so you know, I was like just talking out my ass.
The public. I'm talking out of my ass too. But the last time I heard, it was like the adversity score was like so bad.
So the public outcry was like,
yeah, exactly. It's not good.
But still, though, they were really going to do that.
I thought it makes sense though, you know. Yeah, but it was based on income too, right? Well, like where you exactly live.
Yeah,
it
but
was
like
based on race, it was based on location or like region or
yeah,
location.
Exactly, it makes sense.
I feel like they were trying to do a good thing, but it was like at the same time, there's so many other variables you can't think about.
Yeah, like what was the bad side of it again?
It was like,
because I couldn't.
It was
really
like,
see
okay,
it.
So like they're saying like SAT discriminates low income students because they don't have a lot of resources.
Exactly.
So the adversity score is supposed to help people who are low income students. Exactly. But the thing is, you can't merely claim that the person's facing adversity with just their income level.
Mm-hmm.
Based discriminate against other people who have perhaps a little higher income.
Yeah.
Like you can't be like, oh, this guy deserves this way more because he has a lower income.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it was that's why a big thing about like middle class, not upper middle class, like specifically
like
the
middle class
families are struggling with. It's just like, yo, just because we're making 75K or like to 100K, that doesn't mean that we're not struggling, you know, because like in a very specific circumstance, like my family, like my dad, he works all the time. He makes like 120K. But it's because of his seniority and because, like, you know, he works overtime every day. I never get to see him. And my mom is at home. But it's like, still, I have to pay a shit ton of money to go to college.
Exactly.
And that's why that's another thing. It's
that makes sense. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Middle class families. Everyone's like,
yeah,
fuck. Everyone's
like,
fucked
oh,
except
middle class. Okay, I guess you don't need the money. Yeah.
Middle class.
Yeah, right?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's horrible. But we could speak
hours
about that. But. Why do we go to SAT? Oh, yeah, because of the SAT study group.
Yeah.
And I got closer to you. Mm-hmm. I think, Raphael, I got closer to you first year, actually.
Yeah,
Because we were, like, art buddies. We were desk buddies because we were assigned art partners. And then for The second year, I got closer to Min because Min was my art buddy this time.
Yeah.
And I think third year, I came back to you. And in fourth year, I came back to Shinran. Yeah. Shinran's our one of our friends. But Raphael was still close to me. That was interesting. Basically, I got close to Raphael because of art. I got close to Victoria because we were bitching about college apps and having our own existential crisis about what colleges really is. I had this really big West Coast phase. I was really considering to go to some UC school and sayonara to Philadelphia. Then I realized how many thousands of dollars I have to pay back in debt, regardless if even if I have a low income. Because California is ruthless.
Yeah, so. It's crazy. I mean, here's the thing. Like, Eric would be going through these existential crises, and I'd be sleeping. So I'm just like,
What did I do? I just, like, just fuck around.
Yeah.
I was just, like, doing my own thing.
There was this one specific moment where Victoria fell asleep in the computer lab. Mm-hmm. All she did, woke up, and I said, "You're going to die, Victoria." And then she was like, "What?" And I was like, if you're going to take these mini naps, you're going to decrease your life average, Victoria. Obviously, I was being hyperbolic. But still, like, you're taking so many naps.
Dude, but it like, was, like,
too many.
Okay, so here's the reason why. Me and Eric, we were in the same African-American history class. This teacher was terrible. Just super terrible. Like, and also, I went through my own African American history course by myself, and I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm gonna go to sleep. And then Eric would just be like, "Yo, man, I can't deal with this. Like, these college apps. I don't know if I'm gonna get in." I'd be hella asleep. I'd just be like, "This guy is talking."
It would either be college apps or crushes. That's like literally it.
Or no, like MGTOW and like Red MGTOW, Pill.
I guess. I mean, I didn't really pull it out.
Okay.
Like, that was like near the end of the year. It wasn't like beginning.
Well, I was asleep during the end of the year.
I was asleep. I was like, "Victoria, here is this Red Pill. You must drink it." I was like, "No,
no, I did not say that." No, I think that's how we got so close with each other too, was because we would always talk about Reddit stuff.
Oh, Reddit? No, yeah. Like, I think you told me to use Reddit more, and I think I started using Reddit a lot.
And that's how I got into Reddit too. It was just you told me to go on Reddit, and then I was like, no, and then after that, I was like, oh, I like to go on Reddit forums, you know? And like, they're not lying when they say it was the front page of the internet, because I didn't think they can go there, you know?
Yeah.
That is true. You could search a lot of things on Reddit, which I am surprised.
Dude, Reddit is pretty fun. Not gonna lie.
No, but I would speak. If you guys know about the Red Pill, you guys.
Oh my god! We're gonna go.
Let's talk about that in another podcast.
But anyway, you took a lot of naps.
Yeah,
I was worried. I was worried.
In conclusion,
you would come home at 6, pass out at 6 p.m.
Yeah,
and you would wake up at 2 a.m.
to work, right?
No, because you slept like so many hours.
No, see, here's the thing. I worked from December until April at my restaurant job. So I was not allowed to sleep from, I never had that 6 to 2. In junior year and sophomore year, I had that like come home, pass out at 6, wake up at 3, work on like anything. All my essays. And then like that were due that day. So, like, I had that whole entire sleep schedule.
It's good that you also know how to bullshit, too. Cause like,
you just, oh,
like,
yeah.
You have a big bullshit ability.
Dude, and that's I'm
saying that in a good way.
Yo, I'm, like, so good at bullshitting. Not going to lie. And I still carry that on to college.
I could bullshit, like.
I just hope that your future English professors won't.
I can bullshit, like, on English. But I can bullshit just only conversationally. Like, that's it. That's the only thing I could
do. But see, here's the thing. That's why I was never good at math. Because I'm like, you can't bullshit math. The right answer is the right answer.
If you know, you know. That's it.
Yeah. Listen. But, like, with English, there's just a lot of...
It's so fluid. You can do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so malleable. That's why I love it so much.
My English already fucked up to the point that I can't bullshit on anything. So he was like, I just suck at writing in general. He was like, there's always room for improvement.
Always room for improvement. Always... If one thing you guys are going to pull out from this podcast, there's always room for improvement. Even if your English is shitty, even if your math is shitty, even if your sleeping routine is shitty and you take a lot of naps. I'm not throwing a neck at you. I'm throwing a neck at past Victoria.
Even if your life is shitty, there's always room for improvement.
Good segue.
There's always the better days.
And this is why we're sponsored by Squarespace.
No false advertisement.
We're just playing around. Okay. But
don't sue us.
Yeah. Well, please. I mean, I think that we've basically talked a lot about 2019.
A big rabbit hole. I mean, a lot of things happened in 2019. The Popeyes chicken sandwich. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
The most recent thing, Cybertruck.
I was just thinking about that. What the fuck?
A line.
Cybertruck. I was about to be like Tesla Cybertruck.
Am
I the only one that thinks that's cool?
I like it.
No, he likes it.
Oh, you like it?
We talked about this.
Yeah.
I think
it looks all right, but they're just big fans of Elon Musk. That's why.
I'm not even a big fan of Elon Musk. He's just like, I'm just a really big fan of like his works and like his, what the thing that he's
like
invested
in. But like, if I met him in real life, I don't think our personalities wouldn't vibe, to be honest.
Because you're too much like each other?
No, I don't think we're not like each other.
Very entrepreneur type.
Yeah, but there's like so many entrepreneurs, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
right.
He's a pen.
I don't really consider him like a entrepreneur. Like, entrepreneur is such a buzzword, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, he's just an innovator. I don't know how, like.
Listen, he's just a cool guy.
Some people can argue that there's innovator and entrepreneur is the same thing. But he's just like someone that wants to do stuff for humanity. But Cybertruck, actually, I was listening to a podcast. Well, one of my other podcasts that I listen to, and their episode is about 2020 as well, and they were talking about things that happened in 2019. I'm allergic to peanuts, and I didn't know they're making treatments for peanut allergies. I mean, obviously EpiPen and all that, but I don't know if I think they're like making treatments that are combating.
Yeah, so you can eat peanuts.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Dude, I'm really excited if that happens.
I'm gonna eat all of these peanuts, and I realized the treatments aren't like effective yet, and then I just. I don't know.
Dude, like, you've been missing out on so many peanutty things. Peanut butter.
I always want to try peanut butter. I always hear peanut butter has high sources of protein.
Peanut butter is not that good, though.
You don't think peanut butter is good? I'm allergic to peanuts, and I think peanut butter is good.
It is good. It's amazing.
I imagine
peanut butter like mayonnaise.
Really?
No.
Mayonnaise is... No, that...
It's because like I never ate peanuts.
Mayonnaise is like C tier. Peanut butter is S tier, bro.
I like mayonnaise.
My
expectations are high then.
I think because I got tired of it. Because like Nutella, I used to eat it from the jar. Like a spoon.
It's not peanut butter's fault for you
ruining your taste buds
like
for peanut butter.
Overeating Nutella.
Well, I like Nutella more.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're getting attacked.
Because Nutella
now.
Is like chocolate.
You're getting attacked
like,
now.
Nutella is like chocolate, sugary. Like peanut butter, I feel like it fills you
fuck
up.
Fuck you.
Peanut
Nutella.
Butter was a staple. It could be in the pantry for so long.
When
it's so good.
My middle school teachers, when they'll come out with PBJ sandwiches, and I'm just like, I'll just have the jam, and I'll just eat it while crying, seeing all my kids eating with the peanut butter.
Yeah,
jam
it's a very nuanced flavor. I'm very excited for that to come out so you can try some. And Reese's peanut butter cups. I mean,
yeah. Dude, I hear stories of kids who would purposely eat Reese's butter cups. Is that how it's called? Reese's butter cups? And it would stab EpiPen right after just for the taste of the Reese's butter cup.
Oh, wow.
Because there's a certain texture about... now we're analyzing the Reese's peanut butter
Our
cup.
Our taste palette is unique.
I don't know. It's just like... Not my big thing. Yeah, well, seriously, because like the thing is, when I eat the Reese's the cuppies, you know, the cuppies, and then like when
the
I
cuppies.
Eat that shit, it was just like the flavor of peanut butter just like doesn't really, you know, like, he just hits me, you know, but in the wrong way, you know.
It hits me, but
okay,
in the wrong way.
First of all,
I would eat it, like, yeah, because it's chocolate, but like, you know, or like for a chocolate, not for really for peanut, even though that's like the most basis for the Reese's cups.
But to be honest, if anyone was to like. Sell just the inside of a Reese's peanut butter cup, I would buy that shit automatically.
I would not buy that shit.
It is so good.
I always want to try, like, don't they make like peanut butter shakes or something like that? I don't know. Like,
yeah, but shakes? You fuck your shit up.
Yeah, I'll probably die. But like, wait till I get that treatment though.
What about that Nutella?
I like Nutella. I love Nutella. I haven't ate Nutella in a while though.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
with
me
a, like a dip in like.
No, yesterday I was at like, I went to Family Dollar. I was like looking for like the Nutella.
Nutella has a lot of sugar though.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of sugar.
Well, I mean,
that's
like
why
it's
so
sugar
good.
Man.
Yeah.
That's why
he,
it's so
he
good.
He loves sugar.
I remember Emmanuel showed me these like sour, what's it called? Sour apple like. Gummies,
oh yeah,
so good. No, but you can't eat the whole bag because you feel so bad after.
No, it was last week. It was like Emmanuel bought it, and
it wasn't even last week. It was 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago. It was like
I bought one. I bought a couple
days
last week.
You never ate it, like you know, before Emmanuel showed it to me. And then like, it was like, man, I was like, and then like, it was like me, like on like, I guess like I was like on the most sick like possible, like on the cold, not the stomach virus, but like I was like, man, I can't smell it, I can't taste it. I don't, you know, it was like everything was going on, like on my face. It was just like,
no, but it is good. I just too much sugar after.
It tasted yeah. like
I drank Nesquik after too. Sorry. I was like, I was gosh. Dying. I was like,
that's like a middle schooler's
yeah,
lunch.
That's a middle school lunch when you get that. The ice cream popsicle with SpongeBob that cookies. Doesn't look like SpongeBob. You know what I'm talking about? When you go to the ice cream truck.
Yeah. There was one time in seventh grade where I ate a whole bag of like peach rings.
But not peach good. Rings are good.
Yeah,
peach
but rings. If you eat like a whole bag of it.
Peach rings?
Or
peach
rings? I ate a whole bag of candy corn when I was a kid too.
It's peach rings are like those candy like gummies, but it looks like ring.
Oh, okay,
like
yeah, I got
peach
it.
Flavor.
Yeah, well, good. You don't like peanut butter, so I'm not surprised you.
Oh, no, burn.
Listen, anyway, I like my own taste. You
I
like
think we
yours,
went right? so many tangents. Basically, we grew a lot during high school, and it shows that we grew a lot during childhood.
I found myself very interested in cinematography this year.
No one asked. But okay, yeah.
Nah, that is fucked up, bro. What the fuck? You know what? The Milled Bills podcast no more. This is going to be a very last episode.
Well, first, you don't like Popeyes. False. Second, you don't like peanut butter.
Well, hold up. I never said I don't like Popeyes. I just say I don't like the Popeyes chicken sandwich. All right, no, that's wrong wording. I don't like it that much. I like it. I don't like it that much. You know, because it doesn't deserve the attention.
It was just hype.
Exactly, it was too much hype. I mean, I fuck with it, but like, it wasn't like, oh my god, it's so good, you get to do it, you try it, you know? But like,
Eric fell for the hype though.
I didn't fall for the hype. I bought it like a week later. It was because we were working out at the gym, and then this is bad. But on the way home, we saw a Popeyes, and we were like, we should try the Popeyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Sandwich.
Like, yeah, bro, you try to get that Popeyes chicken sandwich, and then I was like, yeah.
I was curious. And then, what's wrong with curiosity? I was curious.
You right?
Yeah. It's but anyway, you're interested in cinematography.
Yes. Fuck you, by the way. But like, he was like,
was this during 2019? Yes. Oh, it's still 2019. But was
yeah.
But
what I'm saying is like, I found like, because like on Instagram, I found myself liking more on cinematography, especially on now. I found myself also liking directors. So like, because like the thing is like, when it comes to movies, it was just like you don't really pay attention to like directors, like the crew behind it to like work on this thing, right? It was just more for the movie. Uh-huh. But then, like, I'm starting more of looking at the director's work,
yeah.
Especially on Ari Aster, the guy that made not only Midsommar, but also Hereditary, one of the two of my favorite horror movies. And also, fun fact, he also made The Strange Things About the Johnsons. Remember that era?
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, about, like, this the son who's basically, like, sexually molesting his own dad.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, yeah, you know
that's
that?
That's a good movie.
It wasn't short. He made that.
It was like a horror movie, right? It was like like 70s like.
Yeah.
Yo, but I watch a review video. It's like disturbing, like in its own way.
Mm-hmm. It's
a good movie.
Yeah,
like,
if you
I
guys
never
have
watched it.
Watch that. Then it's on YouTube. So like.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Strange Thing About Johnson.
That's how everyone talked about it because everyone had access to it.
Huh.
You know what's like what Sax is about? You know what happened to the ending?
Is this about it takes place. And like a 70s like vibe in American and like American family, it's like there's this American dad.
Yeah, wasn't it a black family too?
Yeah, it was a black family. Oh, you probably
maybe I'm thinking about something else. It was this horror movie about like this American family in a suburban home, and it was like a perspective of, like several people. Like one guy's like a pedophile, the second guy is like
no, but that sounds really interesting.
No, but I heard it's like a really disturbing like horror movie.
If you find that, yeah, I want to watch it.
Yeah. I think you guys will like that. But, like, straight thing about the Johnsons.
It was, like, this black family where, like, all started, like, when, like, he was young. He was, like, jerking off, and then, like, the dad called him. But then, like, he didn't know what he was jerking off to. But it turns out the son was holding a picture of his own dad. He was like,
that's
shit.
That's just so
weird.
Okay,
we're going into a weird territory.
Well, anyway, you're interested in cinematography.
Yes. Okay, cool. Especially on Ari Aster and Robert Eggers. I saw The Lighthouse, and, like, this was, like, I don't know how
you say
The
Lighthouse is a really good movie,
too. Had you seen it?
No, but I've heard reviews.
It was so good. Like, it was, like, the fact, the thing is that a lot of people think the sets is beautiful. I agree. But the fact that you don't even need colors for that shit, you know? It was just literally, like, black and white.
Okay, boomer.
It's good.
Okay, boomer.
It was black and white, and it was square, and, you know, it was,
yeah.
It was old-fashioned. I really liked it.
I mean, I'm excited for you to become a movie geek.
I am a movie geek.
Watch a lot of David Fincher stuff. That's my David my Fincher's. Favorite.
I'll make sure to watch that.
Director.
Oh, The Irishman. That was a good movie too.
Oh, you Netflix watched that? I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's on my list.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I watched Miss Summer. Miss Summer is a good
for
movie.
For all the time that we've known Eric, Eric has always been like, I'm too busy to watch things.
I am. It's only because winter break I watch stuff.
And now he's just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to finally catch up on, you know, society.
Because, for one, nobody takes me out to movies, and I get really mad. I'm just kidding. I don't get mad. No one just
No, because you just be like, yeah, I don't really have time to be, like, hanging out in a room for 3 hours.
No. My friends, they post on their stories that don't go into the movies. But I have, like, one other person. I'm like, you could have brought me. But also, too, I'm kind of broke. So, at three, I do like watching movies. I like cinematography. I definitely know as many directors as you, but I do enjoy the craft, and it's kind of cool when you rewatch a film. Mm-hmm. I just think about when I watch it the first time, I enjoy the experience, and the second time I look back on it, like, how did they shoot this?
Yeah.
Like, why did it play the soundtrack behind the movie? Like, how does it affect the mood or, like, the experience for the viewer? Yeah. So I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
Have you guys any interested that was not interested last year in 2018?
Muay Thai.
Oh, well, yeah, Muay Thai, definitely.
I think a lot of, like, I mean, we talked about it before in our fitness episode, but I really like learning biology and, like, nutrition now, mm-hmm. which, I don't know, it's been pretty fun. I think that for all of us, we've, like, ended up liking things that we didn't think that we were like before.
But
Eric always was the fitness type for.
Because the thing is that, you know, we just got out of high school and we were too much, like, for some reason we were so focused on what we need to do for high school. So then after that, that's when, like, we can now, like, not only expand our mind, but, like, just expand on other things that you didn't know what you were really interested in.
Yeah. Like, I actually felt like I was becoming a person after high school.
Oh, I have an interest in writing more now. I still have it. Same. I took a break from art ever since we graduated from Kappa. Mm-hmm. So that break, I decided to get back into it. So it rekindled my passion for art again. Mm-hmm. So I started drawing more. I did in cinematography and writing. I definitely got bigger interest towards, like, novel writers. Trying to get into the classics more. I actually bought a Hemingway book. I think it's Farewell Into His Arms. I bought that. I bought a copy of that. Trying to read some classics. I still need to finish 1984.
I finished 1984, by the way. I don't know if I told you guys that.
That's fine. It's hard to read Orwell. Like, I got through Animal Farm, but I tried so hard with 1984 and I haven't gotten into it. I'm really trying to finish F. Scott Fitzgerald currently.
Which one?
Tender is the Night. And I also have, what is the other book? Completely blanking.
I feel like rereading Great Gatsby.
Great Gatsby is so good.
I feel like rereading.
I don't really get too much into that.
What?
Yeah.
I think it's because, like Eddie was talking about, I think it's just like a romance thing. But I just, like,
I wish I was interested in it, and, you know, high school happened, and, like, I was forced to read The Great Gatsby and, like, to analyze it. Things like that. It was something like
I do not like Fahrenheit 451.
Min's
favorite book is one of his favorite books are Fahrenheit 451, but to me, I just didn't like it that much. Like, I'm sure there's so many, like, other novels that I like that deliver the same.
I found the concept interesting, but I didn't like it that much either.
I didn't like the way the author executed it. Was it Brad?
But you know what's a good book?
Yeah. Ray
Brave New World. That's a great book.
I need to read that. I'm trying to get into. I have so many books on my head. I still want to read some philosophy.
Books on my bookshelf. I just like all of them.
I need
just
to read The
red.
Prince, by Machiavelli.
Well, you have your own copy of it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You finished Moby Dick, right? Or no, not yet. I need to read. No, but bless, like, you. All the reviews, you could put it. I read a little bit that I already saw. It talks so much about whales. I'm just like, do I want to talk about whales?
Yeah, exactly. It was just like, what I really like about Moby Dick is also, like, the guy, like, he also had experience on fishing and things like that. So, like, he knew what he was talking about. So it was really interesting, not only, like, just talking about the fit, like, you know, the fishing experience, but also like fishing experience in that time too.
Yeah,
it was like very interesting.
When I told you I was watching the Zodiac yesterday, and I wanted to read the book, but what you said was right. I read a lot of reviews. If you like the film, don't expect the same experience you would get from the film on the novel, because the novel was like very
more informational,
factually driven.
But it's like they're talking about it's because like the writer's originally a cartoonist, not like a journalist, so he doesn't really know how to cut irrelevant details. Because people are saying it's kind of like all the information Grace Smith, he's the author, Grace Smith has learned about the Zodiac Killer. He just dumped all that information into the book. So,
dude, but the drawings and the
It's good.
They're so creepy.
Wait, what drawing?
For the Zodiac.
Oh, the
like
one with the bag of head.
Yeah. Yo. Oh my god.
It was Lake Tahoe, like that couple got killed or someplace like that. I was with my sister. My sister was reading when I was watching the film. My sister was wearing a Lake Tahoe hoodie.
Oh my god.
California. I was like, Mary, a couple got killed there. And she was like, what? I was like, I watched the film.
No, you know what? The thing that I never knew, I hope this is true, but like, you know, since it's a movie, I didn't know that the Zodiac was based on a watch, too.
Like the watch?
Part of the movie, it was based on a watch. It had the same symbol, too. I was like, what? Like, I thought the guy created it himself, but it was like, I guess he's copying.
Yeah, I thought it was a gun sight as well.
Yeah.
But we went so many tangents.
Yeah.
2019.
I mean, so we're like.
It just shows how much we are enjoying 2019.
Well, I was thinking about using the books as a segue because in 2020 we're planning to do some like book reviews and talk more about like what we've been reading so far and our opinions on them, and that's just one of the many things that we have set in stone. I don't know.
Set in store.
Right?
Like it's set in stone, but set in store, like in store, just we have in store.
Yeah. So we can't get much into 2020, but we have some really fun things. Yes. A lot of things headed for our YouTube channel, and we just hope that you guys like stick along. You know, it'll be really fun to talk more to you guys and have you guys talk more with us.
Expect new things too. You know, because 2020 is not just going to be this. You know, it's going to be
for sure
way much more than that.
I'm excited for when 2020 comes around. We reach a wider audience, perhaps to people we never like have expected to reach out. Mm-hmm. So like people in other countries, other states, people we never have known, but they listen to our podcast and give us like response about how do you feel about the podcast.
Oh,
that's really exciting.
We're also planning to basically be more engaged through Instagram. So probably we're probably going to put not only Q&As, but like, you know, just like put out something ask us any questions, like or even comment, whatever. You can go to Official Meal Deals or directly to us.
We discussed about this. Yeah, I definitely encourage you guys. We want to try to make this podcast make the audience feel more comfortable talking to us. Kind of like we're kind of like higher than them. It's more like we're also down to earth.
That's all you do. If you want
to talk as a person,
if you want. I mean, very big marketing strategy. but genuinely, we want us to all be connected. It's more of like, it's not like a club, but it's like we care much about you guys, and we hope that you guys care about us, and we want to hear your input. And it's like, it's not like we're constantly trying to give you advice, because I know that when you're constantly giving advice, you're just like, oh my god, I don't even want to listen to you right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I feel like we're just overkilling.
Yeah.
On some episodes where we just talk about that episode. Yeah. Or like we talk about that subject and then we go back to it again.
Exactly.
I think it's important to kind of have our subject episode is like an overarching theme, but not necessarily. We always have to talk directly on that. We could go on tangents like these, and I think these tangents like these feel more enjoyable and organic to us, and hopefully it feels more enjoyable to listen to you guys as well.
Yeah. So for 2020, we really want to show that we are still a work in progress. Like, we're not we're nowhere near the finish line, and I don't think that there's ever going to be a finish line. Like, we're always just going to try to keep getting better.
And of course, it will be changes somewhat. You know, there's some things that might not work out, maybe things that will work out. But that's a part of life. You know, it's part to the part of life is to experiment. Some things it has some form of meaning, some purpose, and I think 2020 it will be one of the best rides.
And remember, it's
it gets better.
It's only been 6 months.
Yeah.
For in the first episode, if we look back to our first episode, regardless, we progress in our public speaking skills, communicating with each other, progress and being more comfortable with each other, and progress to.
This is half a year. Imagine a year later, next December.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Where this podcast is headed towards, or a new direction this podcast might be headed towards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just really excited for 2020. You guys want to do a countdown? Or I don't know. It'll be kind of awkward.
It would be. Like, they're listening at, like, 8 o'clock.
10, 9.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's because I heard other podcast people do it.
Oh, really?
Okay. I guess you're not going to do it.
But I mean, sorry.
It gives me the vibe. Okay. Yeah. You checked it.
Yeah.
But if you ever want to reach out to us, I think this should be the end of the podcast episode.
Okay. This is the last episode before
2020.
Yes.
For 2020.
This is
a
new decade.
Episode of the year.
A new decade.
I was born in 2000.
So I'll see you next year and the next decade.
Yeah.
See you guys.
All right.
Wait, no.
Not yet. No, we didn't plug our stuff yet.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you want to email us,
sorry.
You go up to officialmealdeals@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on Instagram, go up to us at officialmealdeals. If you want to follow us on Twitter, go to officialmealdeals. If you want to listen to us, you can listen to us too on Spotify, which is I'm pretty sure you're listening right now, or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
So.
And our YouTube.
And our YouTube. Yes.
And our YouTube.
Like, you know, we're covering.
Yeah.
You know.
So they just completely messed that up, but okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I can say it now.
No.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Bye. Yeah.
I thought you meant a countdown. Well, I was like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah. Okay, see, we're still a work in progress.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
All right, see you next week. Bye.
See you next year.